I'm Carrie Gallagher, Director of Education with Connect Safely, and I'm here to talk about Safer Internet Day. On February 7th, 2017, more than 100 countries around the world will celebrate Safer Internet Day. In the U.S., the official live event will be held at the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia, hosted by Connect Safely. The event will be attended by more than 200 elementary, middle, and high school students and adults, including representatives from the world's leading technology companies, and will be streamed live to schools around the U.S. Can't make it to the event? Join the live stream. Find out how at saferinternetday.us.
Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is a proud member of the Education Podcast Network. Podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators. Hey, welcome back. You know, with all the negativeness that happens throughout our world, whether it's being pushed through our news media, social media, Hollywood, television, whatever, you know, you get the feeling a little bit down that there's nothing good happening. Well, out of that, it's so incredibly wonderful when an organization goes out of its way to celebrate how wonderful our young people are. PositiveAthlete.org does just that. Today I'm talking Positive Athletes with Ryan Peterson. Enjoy.
They're not here for us. We're here for them. That's what it's about. Kids.
Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is all about assisting classroom teachers and school administrators to overcome the many walls or barriers that kids face. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is focused on helping you help kids achieve their dreams. As a note, I hope that you will stop by Stitcher or iTunes and leave me a star rating and a comment. That helps the show get noticed by more people. Thanks for listening and joining me week after week.
Welcome to the Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 podcast, bringing you ideas and resources for K-12 classrooms, schools, and school districts. Hosted by Steve Mileto. And now, here's Steve with this week's show.
Today I'm talking with Ryan Peterson, the Director of Partnerships and Programming for Positive Athlete. Ryan is a 2009 graduate of Pope High School in Cobb County, here in Georgia. He graduated from the University of South Carolina with a BS and MS in sports management. He has been working for Positive Athlete for 3 years. Positive Athlete is a movement by high-character professional athletes tied to professional and collegiate sports teams to celebrate young athletes who have overcome difficult circumstances, given back to their communities, or have an infectious attitude that positively affects those around them. The organization is in its fourth year and is led by former Super Bowl MVP and Georgia Bulldog football player Hines Ward. Positive Athlete recognizes the state's most positive student athletes and coaches. Ryan, thanks for joining me today. Say hi to everyone.
Hey, everybody, and Steve, good morning.
Thanks, Ryan. I appreciate you being here. I've had the opportunity to meet you a couple times, and I love this program that you're doing. So let's start by simply talking about the idea. You know, where did the idea for Positive Athlete come from? Where did it originate?
Absolutely. Well, we think we're a pretty special program. We started actually about 6 or 7 years ago up in Pittsburgh, and my dad was basically the founder of it. He has a background in sport marketing and has owned his own sport marketing firm for a while. But he had this idea based on one of the projects that he was working on with the United Nations. And the United Nations wanted to find the most positive people, organizations, businesses all across the world, really. And Hines was the one that was going to win the most positive athlete. And basically what happened was there was an idea after the fact that Hines won that award that Hines wanted that to be his legacy up in Pittsburgh. If you know anything about the Pittsburgh Steelers, there's a lot of great Pittsburgh Steelers, and they're a really legendary organization. And Hines will definitely go down in Pittsburgh Steelers lore as one of the best players to ever play for that organization. But he really cared about, hey, I do a lot in the community. I do a lot in my home country of South Korea, and I'm involved. And I want to make sure that that's my legacy. And so really what we did was we took that idea, and my dad met with them, and they kind of formed this idea of saying, hey, how do we celebrate the most positive athletes, the kids that are doing it the right way in Pittsburgh? And so the idea was, let's have all these kids get nominated by their coaches and their teachers and their parents. And the kids that we say are the most positive athletes in each sport, so all high school sports, not just football, let's bring them down to downtown Pittsburgh and give them these awards. And Heinz will bestow upon you, hey, you're the most positive girls lacrosse player, you're the most positive football player, most positive baseball player. And so that started about 6 years ago up in Pittsburgh, and it has morphed and developed also a sister program down here in Georgia as well. And last year up in Pittsburgh, we gave away over $30,000 in scholarships. We had over 1,000 kids nominated. And down here in Georgia, we started it about 3 years ago because Heinz lives down here in Georgia as well, and he was a famous Georgia Bulldog football player as well. And this past year in Georgia, we had over 3,400 kids nominated from over 350 different high schools. And there's only 159 counties in Georgia, and 139 of those counties had nominees. So it's grown to the point where we've had to really just kind of just hold on and know that this thing is skyrocketing. And we've actually started the thoughts of making this program a national program as well. So hopefully very soon there will be this program in every single state across the country, and we still have views for international as well.
That's awesome. And you know, it's funny because that having graduated from Georgia and know Heinz Ward very well, as far as his reputation and all the nice victories he had, and of course you're talking about the Steelers, who always seem to beat the teams I root for in the NFL. But I have my share of those not so fond memories. But great organizations, and it's really cool because like you said, the number of as you're growing here in Georgia and trying to move nationally, we have you know, even from our area, we had a high school cheerleader who was nominated and received a recognition from y'all. So tell me a little bit about what goes into the recognition, the nomination process. I heard you say that they're coaches and maybe others may nominate them. What's that process like?
Sure. Well, we've tried to make it as easy as possible to get nominations in. And ultimately the reason for that is the coaches, the athletics directors, the teachers that are involved in schools, we know how busy that schedule is. And so we've tried to make it as easy as possible because we want to be able to fight for that time, but we want basically to open up as many opportunities for kids to get recognized as possible. The beauty of the program is that it's completely free to every school. And all we look for and all we ask for from the high schools is, hey, you know who these kids are. You know the kids that are overcoming difficult circumstances. You know the kids that are giving back to their schools and their communities in a unique way. You know the kids that are super involved or the kids that are just showing up to practice with an awesome attitude. And we need your help nominating. We need your help making sure that those kids get nominated. It takes maybe 10 minutes to nominate a kid. It can take a little bit longer if you're wanting to write a little bit more about them. But all of them happen on our website. So if you go to positiveathlete.org, you'll find links to both our Georgia and Pittsburgh websites. And like I said, it takes 10 minutes to nominate a kid. It's just basic information. And then there's a blank space that says, why is this student athlete a positive athlete? And the best part about it is positive is such a term that is broadly used and can be used for anything. Like I said, we get stories of kids who start their own foundations, but we also get stories of kids who are overcoming injuries. We had a kid last year that overcame 4 different ACL injuries over the course of his high school career. If you know anything about that, like, that's a 9-month process of getting back to fully healthy. So there are kids that are just overcoming incredible things. There are kids that are getting back and being involved in incredible ways. And what we do is we look forward to to the schools and the teachers and coaches and athletics directors nominating. And like I said, we've tried to make it as easy as possible to be able to do that so that as many kids get nominated as possible. And I'll tell you, the reason that that's important is there are companies that are looking at the kids that get nominated. There are colleges that are looking at the kids that get nominated. We've tried to make and mold this nomination into something that it goes forward and plays forward for the kid. At the end of the day, we know a lot of these athletes don't have a whole lot on their resume. And so if a nomination, if a coach took some time to say something nice about a kid, we want to make that something that they can use further and further to be able to develop their future however they wish.
Awesome. When we look at positive athlete, there are some characteristics that stand out as what you say are seven definitions that make up a positive athlete. One of them is optimistic, encouraging, servant leader, heart for others, admits imperfections, always gives 100%, puts them first. Can you talk a little about those characteristics?
Sure, absolutely. And these are these seven definitions of a positive athlete are kind of what we base all of our I guess criteria, you could call it, for nominating kids. But what we try to do is put out guidelines for, hey, do you have a kid in your school that's an optimistic kid? Do they have an optimistic attitude? You know, most coaches are going to tell you that an athlete who believes positive things, they're going to have a better chance for success if they're believing positive things. Is there a kid in your school that has an optimistic attitude? Is there a kid in your school that's an encouraging teammate? Are there kids that are encouraging their teammates and the rest of their school community in times of, you know, in tough times? Is there, maybe the team isn't winning a whole lot, but there's a kid that, you know, is kind of just the bastion for saying, hey, man, we can do this. You know, this is more than just winning and losing. We look for servant leaders. You know, positive athletes, we think about athletes oftentimes as stars. But positive athletes don't think about being the star. They lead through, you know, serving others first and by setting an example in their schools and communities and on their teams as well. When we talk about having a heart for others, there's a lot of athletes that are blessed with a lot of gifts, you know, physical tools to be able to compete in their sports. And there's a lot of athletes, though, that aren't. And the positive athlete will seek to help those less gifted and fortunate, maybe those kids that can't even get on the field. So those are the types of qualities that we look for. And honestly, Steve, this is really important for us when we go forward. These are the core traits that we look for in positive athlete. And what our goal is to make sure that these traits are influencing the kids that get nominated, and then when those kids that are getting nominated are showing these traits, they're influencing the kids around them as well. And that's what we're trying to accomplish by this whole program.
That's awesome. Working with kids and, you know, seeing those types of characteristics recognized and, you know, so often, a lot of times it takes a lot for a kid to maintain those types of characteristics when they're surrounded by negative influences, or they're surrounded by a lot of difficult situations or whatever's going on, and yet some of them, they still have those feelings. And like one of my favorites is that heart for others. You see that, and you see them go out of their way to help others. That's just so important as a role model for other kids. And I think it's cool that you guys recognize or looking for these characteristics here. So
absolutely.
So tell me a little bit about what would you say is the overall goal of positive athlete?
I'll tell you, this is both, you know, both an organization-wide goal, but also personally, the goal of positive athlete is to recognize and celebrate the kids that are doing it the right way. There are more kids doing it the right way than the other side. And that was me in high school, and I wasn't the best high school athlete. I couldn't make my high school baseball team, and it was not something where I wasn't a good athlete. I mean, I was an okay athlete, but I would have done anything for my team. I would have done anything to contribute. And there are more kids like that in our high schools than there are the kids that are going to go play Division I, you know, athletics. There's only 2% of high school athletes are going to go on to the college level and play. 2%. So that 98% of the kids that are involved in athletics, doing it the right way and being a leader on the field and off the field, those are the kids that we're looking for celebrating. It doesn't mean that positive athletes can't be excellent athletes. And oftentimes, those kids that are the excellent athletes are positive athletes. But this has nothing to do with on-the-field stats. It has nothing to do with performance on the field. It has everything to do with the person that you are. And so we try to celebrate that in as many ways as possible. You and I both know, Steve, that the kids that are these kids we're talking about, they're going to be our future business leaders. They're going to be the kids that are changing the world. They're going to be the kids that are finding the cure to cancer and all that kind of thing. And ultimately, if we can play any sort of part in furthering just their confidence and furthering their future in any way, then that's kind of what we're looking to do. I think that we look at it from a national perspective, and I say, you know, I don't want to rest on this until every single state, until every single high school in this country knows about the program, because that means until that happens, there are kids that are graduating, they're going through their 4 years of high school, and they never get the opportunity to get recognized. And so that's what makes me and motivates me to, you know, let's get after this. Let's make sure that this ends up in every single high school, because like I said, it doesn't cost the high schools anything, and ultimately we believe that we're an awesome positive force for good all around the country.
Awesome. One of the things that you're talking about is it, you know, when you go to find the positiveathlete.org website, there's also another website, and it's celebratepositive.com that you are part of, right? This is it falls uh-huh. under it. And on that page, one of the things, the first thing that you see is celebrating the individuals, communities, and businesses that make the world a better place. Can you talk about that just a little bit more?
Yeah, absolutely. So Celebrate Positive is our parent company, and Positive Athlete is basically a program within Celebrate Positive. What we do is we try to develop programs that, like you just said, celebrate individuals, communities, and businesses that make the world a better place. So there are certain things that we're looking to do in the next few years. We've already kind of started, but it's very much in the infant stages, Positive American. The people that make this country great, the people that serve, the people that give back, the people, you know, that are changing their communities, those are Positive Americans. And so we've got a program kind of in the works to be able to celebrate those people. We also want to try to celebrate positive workplaces. That's the program that we haven't really kicked off yet, but we have it kind of in the hopper, if you will, where we want to be able to celebrate the businesses that are really making a difference in the community. And ultimately, because of the way our society is, because of the way that business dictates so much, the companies that are really making a difference need to be recognized. I'll tell you what, like when I know a company goes out of their way to do a lot of stuff in the community, it ultimately makes me want to support them. And if there's any way we can help in that, we definitely want to do it. But Celebrate Positive was kind of founded on this. Look, there's a lot of good in this world. And if you watch the evening news at 6 o'clock, they'll say good evening. And then they'll spend the next hour telling you why it wasn't. And we want to be the outlet that tells you why it was a good evening, because there's a lot of great stuff going on all around the country in every industry and every aspect of this world.
That's awesome. You are so right, by the way. Good evening. And now we're going to tell you why you should duck your head down in the sand. You know, and it's, oh my gosh.
Absolutely.
You're right. that is so awesome. And I love this because, you know, too often mass media gets into the negative aspects of the world. And, you know, lots of TV is focused on dysfunctional families and dysfunctional relationships. And, you know, you name it, and it's dysfunctional, and it seems to sell. And they just kind of bombard us with those images. And I love what this organization is doing. Instead, let's take a look at all that positive that's out there, and let's recognize and let's celebrate that positive in all aspects of our life that's around us, because it's really not a dysfunctional out there like people seem to see, you know, want to portray that all of life is. And,
Absolutely. Well, especially in the education space, and I'll get on my soapbox here for a second.
Go right ahead.
You probably heard me say this too, but you know, going around and promoting this program all across Georgia, up in Pittsburgh and gearing up to do it across the country, we are told so much about all this bad stuff that's happening in schools, in the education space, why X, Y, and Z is not good. And, you know, as a public education graduate, both in, you know, Georgia in high school and then in South Carolina in college, I start taking it personally when all of this stuff is said about our public education. And I had an amazing experience in school. I mean, I had teachers that were investing into me and was able to be a part of sports programs. And you know, I credit so much of my upbringing to the public education system in Georgia. And, you know, and getting more involved into this area and being involved with so many public schools, you sit there and you're like, you know, they say all this stuff is going on, but I got last year in Georgia 3,400 pieces of content about 3,400 different kids and coaches that were all great, you know? And so, like, getting that amount of content into our inboxes, being able to read about the stories that are happening all across the state and up in Pittsburgh as well, it changes your perspective on, hey, there is a lot more good happening. And if there's any way that we can be the ones that are telling those stories, telling them in an inspiring way, then, man, that's our job, and that's what I'm going to try to accomplish.
That's so awesome, and I am so glad to hear you talk about to get on your soapbox, please, anytime you want to, because the public education system is so powerful and so much in need of those positive pats on the back, and I greatly appreciate you sharing those thoughts. Tell me a little bit about, as we start coming to an end here, how's the program funded? How do you guys do you seek out assistance from others? I mean, how do you make the program work?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Well, we have different parts of the company. So we have our company, Celebrate Positive, is an LLC, but we also have a foundation piece. And really, you know, I guess the simple answer is we're funded pretty much all through sponsorships. So local companies, both up in Pittsburgh for that program and down here in Georgia, will help us and support us by sponsoring us. Any company that's involved with us must have a scholarship piece to go with their sponsorship. So, for instance, Northside Hospital here in Atlanta is one of our big sponsors here in Georgia, and they give scholarships away in all of the regions that they do business. So we split them up in the metro area, we split them up a little bit more like by county. But then when we get into the more rural areas, we'll do, you know, Southwest Georgia as a region, Middle Georgia as a region. And so we have companies that will sponsor awards and give scholarship dollars in different regions. And then we also have national sponsors, like Delta Airlines is one of our big sponsors nationally, and they'll give scholarships away both in Pittsburgh and in Georgia. But basically, it's fully sponsorship driven. We do some other fundraising things, like up in Pittsburgh, we have a golf tournament where Heinz's name is on it, and Heinz has helped us out a lot from just a perspective of promoting it. And we've been very blessed by the fact that he is the quality of individual that he is, and he has the quality of following that he has. But we're always looking for more companies to be involved. And ultimately what we feel like is, hey, are you a company that those characteristics, the optimistic attitude, the heart for others, the admits imperfections and puts team first, are those things related to your company? Is that your company when I'm talking about that? Then there's a perfect way for you to be involved in high school athletics, and we try to be that outlet for those people. Ultimately, what we want to be able to do is give more and more scholarships every single year to our student athletes that get nominated. And there are bigger and bigger companies that are all of a sudden coming on board and saying, hey, yeah, we love what you guys are doing. There's a lot of great positive momentum coming out of your program. And what we want to be able to do is continually give more and more of a percentage of what we're making to be able to give it back to the student athletes, because that's ultimately what's going to help change and grow the program, is to be able to continue to get more and more opportunities and scholarships to the kids.
Awesome. Ryan, as we start wrapping up our talk today, is there anything else that you'd like to share that we haven't touched on? And while you're doing that, if you'd also tell everyone, if they wanted to connect further with you to know more about Positive Athlete, where would you send them?
Absolutely. Well, positiveathlete.org is kind of our home landing page, I guess you can say, for the program. And you can go to the two regional pages off of that. But ultimately, what I would encourage you to do, if you're listening to this, is just keep an eye on us for the next year or so, because pretty soon we're going to be making a national call for nominations. We're developing a pretty awesome partnership right now with CNN, and they're wanting to grow this program as well. They see the vision for it. They see the storytelling piece and the positive impact it's making in two regional markets. But we want to make it big. We want to be able to tell stories from all across the country and recognize kids from all across the country. And so keep an eye on us, because when we come to California, when we come to Colorado and all those places, if you know Positive Athletes, if you know there's a kid in your local area that's making a difference, we want to get them nominated. And that's ultimately what we're trying to do. If you want to get involved, I'll even give my email out, because we'd love to be able to talk to you. My email is rpederson, which is PEDERSON@celebratepositive.com. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to be able to direct you whichever way I can as far as getting involved with the program. But we're excited about the momentum moving forward. We're excited about what's going on. We're tracking to have over 5,000 kids nominated in Georgia this year, Steve. So it's going to be pretty amazing. But we're really looking forward to just seeing how this thing kind of skyrockets in the years coming forward.
That's so awesome. And it's such a wonderful program. Any type of activity to recognize and celebrate positiveness is an awesome, just incredible idea. And I applaud you all for doing that. Before we finish up, I have a couple of questions that I want to ask you that are just questions I like to ask my guests. So the first one I'd like to ask you is, if you were given the chance to talk with 100 brand new teachers who have not started their first day of teaching yet, what advice would you give them?
Okay, so this was an interesting question to think about. So a little bit of background. I am engaged currently to a first-year teacher. So I have seen the first year from a very close perspective. My fiance is a second grade teacher in Cherokee County. And so one of the things that I would say is just don't be afraid to lean on the people around you. One of the things that I have, trouble with sometimes personally is I like to try to do it all myself and kind of keep things. If there's a problem, I like to try to figure it out, and I don't ask for help. And I just know that it can be overwhelming. And coming from a situation where I've never been an educator. I hope to at some point maybe be an educator in college or something like that. But you have support systems around you, and support systems are there to be able to pick you up, when you're down. And so there's a lot of grind that goes into educating, I know, but the times where I've heard my fiance the most excited have been about teaching and the successes that she's experienced in that, both personally, but even more so when she sees growth in her kids. So I would just say lean on the people around you. They're there. They want to help you. Educators, as much as you may or may not believe, they're very loved, and you are a loved people, and so we want to be able to support you when we can, and so lean on people, because they want to be able to help you.
Awesome advice, and that's cool that you are engaged to a second grade teacher going through the first year. So you have to have experienced quite a bit of some of that, the ups and downs, I guess, of the first year, which is...
Yeah, I was going to say, when I got out of high school, I thought I was leaving school, and I have pretty much inched my way back and back and back, and now I'm really in the thick of it. So I couldn't get away, I guess.
Nice. Okay, so do you have a favorite book that if you were given copies to share with others, you would gladly give them away and say, make sure you read this?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the books that I guess has changed a lot of my thinking, and this doesn't necessarily have to do too much with education. I guess it does a little bit, but it would be Dave Ramsey's Total Money Makeover. There are way too many people, especially in my generation, which I'll kind of classify myself as a millennial, that don't know about personal finance. And there's some crazy statistics that go into, you know, the way people deal with money, and it's uncomfortable to talk about, but it's also a very real thing. And so I would definitely give that copies of that book to as many people as I could, because that's changed the way that I look at money, both personally, but also, you know, as somebody that influences business and all that kind of thing too.
Awesome. I love that he has a podcast also where they play excerpts of his, and once in a while have him on there. Dave Ramsey's got some incredible advice, and I think that is an awesome choice of a book to give away. That would be awesome. You notice that I'm a little stuck on that word there. But yes, great choice. So here's my last question. Do you have a teacher in your life who made a difference? If so, if given the chance to say thank you, who would it be and what would you say?
Sure. Well, there are a lot of teachers for sure in my life that have made differences. And I think that there would be two that I would have to answer for this. One would be my high school AP government teacher, Jason Dassinger, who's actually now the head basketball coach at Alpharetta High School in Fulton County. He taught me differently than any other teacher taught me. And it's hard for me to put my finger on what exactly he did, but I could tell there was a genuine concern for the way that I thought, the way that I critically thought, and, you know, the way that I studied and all that kind of thing. And the way he shaped his class, his AP government class, was, I'm going to do my best. I'm going to, you know, give you my best effort on preparing you for college. And that stuck with me. There was such a genuine nature about the way he cared about his students, and my friend group and I cared about him so much to the point where, you know, we still keep in touch with him. We've gone golfing with him before, and he was a good dude. He was a great teacher, but a better person. And then my second one would be my mentor in college. His name is Todd Kesters, and he taught me a lot about what I know now about the business world, but also how to act professionally, how to be courteous, and the ways to think both relationally, but also professionally in business made a lot of impact on me. So that would be my answer to that question.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing. That is so cool. You know, having mentors in our lives and those teachers who impacted us in a positive manner, especially, you know, wanting to stay in touch with them, which is even cooler, because a lot of times, you know, we start thinking about, you know, as a teacher, what happens is that about, 10 years, 15 years down the road, you get a phone call out of the blue, or in today's modern world, you get poked in and on Facebook, or you get sent an email out of the blue where somebody's found you and they say something really cool, which is a neat part of the world we're in. But it's even better knowing that you have one that you enjoy staying in touch with, and that's so cool. And then having the mentor from the college level, and I thank you so much for sharing that. That's you talk about the positive aspects and influences on our lives that so many times they are teachers or mentors that we've had, and I appreciate you sharing. Well,
absolutely.
Well, Ryan, thank you so much for joining me today and sharing about Positive Athlete. I mean, what an incredible organization. I wish you the best, and thank you for reaching out to recognize those student athletes who make a difference. To the audience, I really encourage you to take a look, go to their website, I'll have all the links to that Ryan talked about to positiveathlete.org as well as Celebrate Positive. I'll also have links to the to other things that he mentioned, like the books and the for Dave Ramsey as well. So, Ryan, best wishes. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it, man.
Take care now.
Hello, listeners. We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. That's teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes. Just search Teaching Learning Leading K-12 in the iTunes store. Check back often for updates and new material.
Hang tight, everyone. I'm going to let go of the wall.
You have been listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, recorded in Eastman, Georgia, at the Heart of Georgia Precinct.
Hey, did you know that we're now available on Google Play Music? That's right. You can now find Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 on Google Play Music. Check us out.